A right-wing party has won a surprisingly large percentage of the vote in Austria's first elections for the European Parliament. The far-right Freedom Party campaigned against European Union and against the freer movement of immigrants that comes with it. The Austrian party won 28% of the vote, to the alarm of many people in other European countries. From Frankfurt, Deidre Berger reports.
The success of the Freedom Party is partly due to growing anti-European sentiment in Austria. The party blames the European Union for Austria's unpopular austerity budget and welfare cuts. Like other EU members, Austria must meet certain budget targets by the end of the century to be part of the planned European Monetary Union. The party also blames immigrants for taking away Austrian jobs. The message is taking away voters from Austria's major party, the Social Democrats. Austrian political scientist Fritz Plasser spoke on German radio.
Our data shows that about 50% of Austrian blue-collar workers voted for the Freedom Party. This means they've become an even stronger worker-oriented protest party than in last year's national elections.
The anti-European, anti-immigrant platform has helped Freedom Party leader Jörg Haider stage a political comeback. Not many people took the 46-year-old millionaire seriously 10 years ago when he said he wanted to be Austrian chancellor. His far-right Freedom Party scored some regional successes, but remarks praising Hitler's unemployment policies slowed down his political career. He suffered another setback after German television showed Haider at a veterans meeting of Hitler's Waffen-SS unit. But after yesterday's election success, Haider's wish to become chancellor no longer seems a dream. His party even scored well in local elections in Vienna. This is another sign its far-right message is appealing to new voters. Traditionally, Vienna has been a left-wing stronghold. Voter turnout was extremely low in yesterday's elections, but Austria's Social Democratic Chancellor, Franz Vronitsky, acknowledged the defeat for his party. Economic conditions in Austria are much better than portrayed by Jörg Haider. Still, the resounding success of his Freedom Party is a warning signal to Austrian and European politicians to do a better public relations job on the benefits of European integration. For National Public Radio, I'm Deidre Berger in Frankfurt.